A number of Chinamen have a very nice garden up the creek and will have vegetables before anyone else. They are thorough, good gardeners and understand the system of irrigation.
We're actually standing where the original laundry section for the Chinese was. And this, in fact, is where the Chinese laundries were located for the Chinese in regard to those that lived in this immediate area of what we now call the Chinese Gardens.
And very fittingly, there's a row of bathrooms here.
Yeah, it's now provided as part of the services to the campers.
We've chosen a very blustery day to come out and have a look at where the Chinese gardens once were, but it seems to be quite a protected little valley down there with some very flat ground. Is that typical of the land that they chose?
Yes, the Chinese started further down, probably a kilometre and a half to 2 kilometres further down to where the old school site is, and then they were progressively pushed up, and the areas that they went to were always the flat areas. This is probably the only one that got that sort of protection where it's in like a little bit of a valley.
What sort of things did they grow with the garden?
Well, they grew most of the vegetables for Walhalla, so they'd be the typical European-y type vegetables as well as some of the Chinese vegetables that we probably now relate to Chinese cuisine. But in the main, they were vegetables that were consumed by the township of Walhalla. So there would have been potatoes, there would have been those cauliflowers and all those sorts of vegetables that were grown here. But also they had flowers, so they also grew flowers. And also a lot of herbs. So if you have the time, we can go up and we can actually find a couple of the herbs and just see exactly what sort of herbs they have.
So what's that plant?
Well, I'm led to believe it's they're mints. They are herbal. And as we've got there, that's an apple mint. And that's the remnants of apple mint. That one, to me, I would describe like a cologne-type odour, a perfumey type thing. So it may have been used in that specific area. So what we're trying to say is there are remnants of plants that have survived here.
When we were driving up here before, we spotted a tree that you explained was planted by the Chinese here as well. What was that?
It's a spruce tree, and I'm led to believe from the locals that tell me is that was originally planted by the actual Chinese when they first came here, and it's from one of the provinces in China, and I think they actually refer to it as the Yunnan province of China, and it was brought here and planted there. I'm led to believe it also gets a listing as a tree as worthy of preservation, and it is probably, what would you say, 100 metres tall?
It's very tall.
Yeah, very tall. So that's the remnants of where they initially first started. That's because that's a little bit upriver of the original site, which was where the school was.
Why were they pushed further out of town?
Well, I suppose in some respects we'd have to say the Chinese were, not to a degree, frowned upon as people that actually came to a lot of the gold mining towns. They were considered to be different. The way they dressed, their customs, and therefore they weren't necessarily treated in the right manner as you would expect people to be treated. So progressively as the town developed, they were sort of pushed further and further along the river, along the creek, I should say, Stringers Creek, where eventually they ended up here as their last position.
But it sounds like they played quite a vital role in the town, providing some much-needed produce.
Absolutely. And I think possibly they probably made a little bit more money than what some of the gold miners made. And the other thing is that there's no real record of what sort of gold they extracted. Because what you've got to understand, when the Chinese first migrated here from China, they came, they had to pay for their passage. And they would possibly, and the stories that I can pick up, is they would pay a trader in China to loan them the funds. Then they would have to then pay that money back. Their family would stay in China, and if they could not pay that money back, their family would then work for the trader. So it was very, very important that they extracted as much as they could to send back to China to pay their debt. And that's really the process they went through.
It sounds like they really had to fight for their place in the community here. Do you think that the relationship was quite amiable between them and the people of Walhalla, the other people of Walhalla, as soon as they got to know them?
I think it's like we would find in any sort of time. There was conflict, there was difficulties, there was envy, there was all those human failings that would have existed. However, I think from a Chinese perspective, one of the things that probably overcome was the opium dens. And now I'm led to believe there was an opium den just up the top here, because what you've got to realise at that particular time, smoking of opium wasn't illegal. So I think that they would mellow a little bit, those people. But also their biggest other failing that they considered was gambling. and there was the gambling areas, and there was a lot of gambling also up here. So there was a lot of interchange that would have taken place there.
You mentioned there the remnants that we can see today in terms of plants from their settlement here. What about in terms of the relics that have been dug up or found around Walhalla that you've got in the museum?
The relics we've got down there, like you've got the opium pipe, you had some of the pots they used, you had some of the little glass bottles, etc., etc. So there's quite a number of relics that were taken from this area, but there's still a lot more out there.
Would you like to see more research done into the life of the Chinese here in Walhalla?
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I would like to feel that we as a community here in Walhalla would be able to get somebody. We've tried to get some of the Chinese community, the current Chinese community, interested in this particular area. And hopefully that will identify what benefits the Chinese gave to this area and the role that they played.